So in worldly relationships, whether they be marital relationships or humanitarian relationship or whatever, we can see some tangible result which gives us some satisfaction. But in Krishna Bhakti, it's a very gradual process. So when we don't get the tangible result, how can we avoid the temptation to do some, to seek something else which will give us tangible results? It is not that bhakti doesn't give us tangible results. It is just that we have to be clear of how we understand tangible. If I think the tangible result should be that I should be able to see Krishna, then that is going to take a long time. We have been many lifetimes in the material world, and therefore it will take time for us to become purified to the level where we come to see Krishna. But if you want to see tangible result in terms of our own purification, we have seen that ourselves. We may have had many bad habits which we are able to give up by the practice of bhakti. And actually, in the initial years of our life, the tangible results are much easier to see, because there are tangible changes that happen. We give up this habit, we give up that habit. But after a few years of the practice of bhakti, it becomes a little more difficult, because then we feel that, oh, same lust is there, same greed is there, same anger is there. It may not be there in gross way that it was earlier, but still it is there, it's troubling me. And it seems to just go on and on, it doesn't seem to go away. So that's why at this stage, when our, at a gross level, transformation has happened, at a subtle level, transformation is going to take time. That's why we need some service which gives us a tangible sense of contribution. The best such service is outreach. We try to share Krishna's message with others, and then we see how people's lives are transformed. We see sometimes people's lives getting transformed right in front of our eyes. And we just speak some little bit about Krishna. Initially they are hostile, they are not interested, but they start practicing, and then we see them transform. Transformed doesn't mean that somebody starts wearing dhoti kurta. But we see transform means, we see that the quality of their life improves. We see that actually they are benefited. They give up bad habits. They start living more productive, positive lives. So they actually become more responsible, and they contribute better even in this world. And we see that that gives us a lot of conviction. For me personally, before I was introduced to bhakti, I was associated with a social service organization where I used to go, and I had a lot of faith in the power of education. So I used to teach, I used to go to slums near my college, and I used to teach English, history, maths, the slum children. And I was getting some fulfillment by that. But then I found that the parents, the fathers of these families, they were all drunkards. There's domestic violence in their houses. And at that time, when the children got a little close and started telling these stories to me, I felt that, you know, when there's such a big problem in their house, you know, how much is this going to really help? So I was a part of our organization at that time. And we decided to also diversify into countering alcoholism. So we started getting experts who conducted seminars, we started conducting de-addiction campaigns. And one of my friends, he went to a village nearby, he used to go there, and he got almost the whole village to become dry, to give up alcohol. And we considered that to be a big achievement for us. But then after that, the local municipality elections came, and the local political candidate, he came with 2 truckloads of free alcohol for all those who would vote for him. And then not only those people who had given up alcohol, they too drank, but even their children drank. And then that was shattering for us. For me personally, I felt feeling that, how am I really helping people? So one thing is, today we talk about education opens more doors for us. If a person is not educated, they can only get low paying jobs. If they have a good education, they can get high paying jobs. Yes, that's true. Education opens doors for us. But more than opening doors, what people also need is the self-mastery by which they can walk through the doors. I was recently in IIT, and in IIT, alcoholism and drug addiction is a big problem. So many of the students have caught in that. I was in IIT Kharagpur, just talking with one of the professors over there. She was telling that is a major issue. They're brilliant students, and because of their brilliance, even when they take drugs, they take alcohol, still they are able to perform. But relatively speaking, if they are not doing those things, they will be able to perform so much better. And some of them just get so terribly addicted that they ruin their lives. So I would say that just we need to holistically see how we can benefit people. So over the years, as I travel all over the world, I see many people who were into alcohol, into bad habits, they just given it up. And their lives have become better. So we can see ourselves that our attempts to share Krishna message can bring tangible benefits even in this world. And we do need to see that. Tangible benefit may not be just, all of us may not always be into directly sharing Krishna consciousness, but there can be other services that we do. But we need to see people being transformed. And we need to feel that we are contributing to that transformation. If we don't get that sense of contribution and sense of making a change, then we will start falling for lower things. I want to do this, I want to do this. We need, basically, when we talk about lower taste, that is anti-devotional, sensual tastes. The higher taste, the pure higher spirit, the pure higher taste is just the taste of hearing and chanting out Krishna. But along with that, there can be the higher taste that also comes by doing higher activities in this world. So, when we do some practical services and we see people being benefited, we feel that we are doing something worthwhile. So, in our life, we will do various activities, but there should be some service which gives us a sense of tangible contribution. And that will keep us inspired in our bhakti practices.